Welcome to the Online Ministry Made Simple podcast. My name is Mike, and I'm a pastor. I love working with churches and helping to simplify the complexity of online ministry. Today, I want to talk about video online and how we can use social media and how we can be real. It is okay to be real. It's okay to not overdo it. It's okay to not overproduce the content that you put on social media. So let's talk about that today. You see a lot of content on social media. And one of the trends that we've seen over the last few years is that the videos, the content, it can be at times overproduced. What do I mean by that? Your big corporate brands, if they're putting content on social media, sometimes it tends to be overproduced. It comes across as maybe fake. It looks like a brand instead of a real person. And what people like to see on social media is they like to see the real you. They like authenticity. And I think with the younger generations, and I'm speaking to you, Gen Z and millennials, you tend to gravitate towards things that are real over things that are overproduced. And so I think a danger for churches is thinking that everything has to be slick and produced and, edited heavily. One of the best things you can do sometimes is just to pull out your camera, film something, go live on Facebook, on Instagram, on Reels, on TikTok, and use just a simple video to connect. I think for all of those social media platforms, people are drawn towards what is real, and they want to see your personality. They want to see a glimpse of the real you. So I want to give you a few tips that will help you to be more real on social media. One, it's okay to use your smartphone. Again, you don't have to pull out a whole camera rig and have a nice camera and lens and setup. Sometimes it's all right just to pull out your phone and say, hey, if you're a pastor, to say, I'm working on this week's message and I need some feedback. Give me some ideas for this message. And here's a question I'm asking, and you can get feedback. Or maybe you go live on just and share, hey, here's the devotion for today. Here's a Bible verse that I want to share with you. Maybe it's a behind the scenes glimpse, and during worship team practice, you walk in and say, hey, we're preparing for church Sunday morning. I wanted you to get a sneak peek and see what they're working on and hear some of the songs we're going to be singing. Things like that, they don't take a lot of preparation, don't take a lot of production, time, but they come across and people see those, and it really helps you connect. So it's okay to use your smartphone, to use what you have. I would add, as a second tip, you still need good audio. If you film something and you can't hear yourself, you can't hear the person filming, then that can be an issue. So we've talked about that before on other podcast episodes. And so you can use different mics that connect to your smartphone or connect to your camera that are really simple. The Rode Wireless Go 2 is kind of the standard right now for that. Works great. Really easy to connect to your phone or your camera. So I would suggest having a microphone or a shotgun mic hooked into your camera, or just film close enough where you don't need a microphone. And that's the great thing about using your phone as a camera. You can hold it close enough where you really don't even need a microphone sometimes. The third thing, you can still edit. And so you can film something and then edit it and maybe throw in some captions, some titles. But when you edit, you may want to think about, depending on the platform, editing inside the platform. So TikTok is a great example. You can edit your videos and actually make it look native to TikTok straight from that. And you may say, well, Mike, why would I want to be on TikTok? Well, that's where the young people are. And that's the fastest growing platform right now. And so the churches that are using that are seeing incredible engagement and growth. And maybe Instagram or Facebook, maybe you just want to do a little bit of trimming, editing, and you can do some of that inside the platform. You can edit it, but just don't overdo it. You don't have to spend hours and hours and hours on a 30-second or 1-minute video that you're sharing. The fourth thing is consistency. Consistency is key. And I think just being intentional about going online and sharing your heart, sharing your thoughts. And we're not really talking about Sunday morning today. We're talking about just throughout the week. And online ministry, it does go beyond Sunday morning. And so if we can break out of that type of thinking that that online ministry is just Sunday morning, you'll see much better results. So I invite you to really think about how you can connect during the week and be consistent about it. And then finally, done is better than perfect. Perfectionism can be the enemy of productivity. And I think sometimes if you have some perfectionistic tendencies, maybe that is preventing you from going online because you think, well, the lighting's not perfect, or I don't know exactly what to say, or I don't have the right setup. And that just, and you have an excuse every time you think about doing something. Really, online ministry is about connecting. It's about being real. And there are going to be some times where your video is not perfect, but it shows you. It shows your personality. It shows you're a real person. In the marketing world and the design world, there's a thing called an MVP, the minimum viable product. And what that is, it's you want to release something that's functional, that works, but it's not perfect. And that allows you to get feedback. That allows you to iterate and come up with a better design. And for videos this in online ministry, that is so true. There's a minimum viable product. It needs to be, it doesn't need to be just a people don't need to watch you brush your teeth in the morning, but they need to see you just share your heart. And so what is it that you can release, that you can share, that you can communicate? One large church that I follow, I'll kind of close with this. During the hype of COVID, the pastor just started doing something. Every morning he would sit down with a cup of coffee and go live, share his thoughts for the day, share his devotion, what he was studying, share about some stuff going on within the church. And I thought it was brilliant. He didn't have a production crew there. It wasn't heavily edited. It was just him. He actually used a Mevo camera, and it's one that you can set up on a tripod and then control from your phone. Another kind of simple setup, but it was just him. And he just did that every morning just to communicate to his church. And I thought that was brilliant because it allowed people to get a glimpse of what he was going through, what he was feeling. It connected him to his church. And that was a beautiful use of online ministry because it just continued. It was consistent. It was simple. It was real. It was authentic. And I think that's the type of content we need to be thinking about. And again, for Instagram and Instagram Reels, which are similar to TikTok, that's what people are looking for. Just quick content that they can use to get a glimpse behind the scenes. And if you really want to connect to people in your community, let's go where they are. Again, I just want to share with you, if you've not checked out the website at onlineministrymadesimple.com, be sure and check it out. We've got lots of great content there. These podcast episodes are just short, helpful. They're just tidbits to kind of get you on the right path. So let's move beyond Sunday morning and think about how we can use online ministry every day of the week. Thanks for joining in, and God bless.